You're listening to the Heroes Podcast Network.
Hello, everyone. This is Ray from the Heroes Podcast Network. Currently, you've probably heard me on a show called Screen Heroes, where we discuss movies and TV shows about superheroes, sci-fi, and a little bit of fantasy. Well, I love fantasy so much, I am starting a brand new podcast about fantasy television series. We are going to review these series in a bit more detail than what Screen Heroes usually does. We'll discuss multiple episodes for a whole continuous arc and then move on to another series. Spellbound will review shows, new shows like The Witcher, Good Omens, Carnival Row, and Dark Crystal: Age of Resistance. We're also going to look back at previous shows such as American Gods and Avatar: The Last Airbender, old miniseries from the 90s like Leprechauns and the 10th Kingdom, and we're going to do a movie here and there, maybe even a little bit of fantasy upcoming news, who knows. You'll be able to follow Spellbound at SpellboundCast on Twitter for the latest fantasy news about the show, about the upcoming shows that we'll be discussing. You can also listen to us Fridays, coming in September.
Friendly Force users, and welcome to another episode of the Echo Station podcast. I am your friendly Force user co-host, Chris Jade, and I'm here with the lovely Ian. Hi, Ian.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
We've got a pretty exciting episode for you guys today. Nice, interesting topic that is near and dear to our heart, but probably the most annoying when it comes to our significant others and formerly our parents.
Yes, and our wallets, bank accounts, and everything else has to do with the monies.
Yes, storage, etc., etc.
Yes, we're talking about collecting and collections. So, what we collect, obviously, you know, a bunch of Star Wars stuff, but we also collect other things, too. So, we're going to be talking about that, how we got into collecting, our favorite pieces in our collection, all that good stuff.
Yeah. But before we get into that, we've got a lot of exciting Star Wars news,
yes, as always. First off, humble brag, my tweet got mentioned on the Star Wars show.
Which was amazing.
It was what gets you hyped for Star Wars, and I showed off a picture of Leia in the Episode 9 D23 trailer, and so they've mentioned me. It was glorious. I had fun. I loved it.
It's just, you know, proof that Space Mom is with us.
Yes. So that was fun. Go watch either the most recent one or the second most recent one, and you'll find it. Anyway, Battlefront 2 has some updates. They are bringing in the Clone Commandos for a unit, and everyone is freaking out about that.
Sweet.
They were a character near and dear to everyone's hearts in that video game, and then they briefly showed up in the Clone Wars in an episode or two. So it's cool to see those in Battlefront 2. And also, we are getting Felucia coming soon. It is going to be in their fall release pack, along with a myriad of other game modes. And they have officially announced that Rise of Skywalker content is coming in the winter.
That's exciting.
So I'm guessing a Rey skin, probably Poe, Kylo, maybe Luke, and then maybe we'll get Poe as a playable character. I'm not sure, probably some space missions, because they look like they're going to have a huge space battle in this film, so
nice.
It'll be fun.
You think that'll be before or after the release of the movie?
I think when they did Last Jedi, it was before the release.
It was before, because that's how we got the first look at Rey and Kylo's new outfits.
That's right.
From Last Jedi.
So, if they're going to follow the same base plan, I would assume, you know, before, and having missions that have to do with this movie probably come after, obviously, for spoilers and whatnot. But appearances I can see coming before, missions probably after.
Makes sense.
Speaking of Rise of Skywalker, we now have officially less than 100 days until Rise of Skywalker.
Crazy.
Recording it now, I believe now is 97 days until the movie, so get those costumes ready, folks.
I'm not ready. I'm not ready. My heart's not ready. All of it. I'm just not ready.
Are you not ready for it to end?
No. Not ready.
No, no one is. But it never really ends, but, you know.
Yeah, I know.
We also have promo photos that Entertainment Weekly has released of The Mandalorian that we have not seen yet.
Yes, it's funny because I was just looking at the photo. So there's one where he's actually, he's fighting a bunch of Trandoshans.
They look weird.
Which are those, well, they're those, I mean, they appeared in the original series, right?
Yeah, well, Bosk is one.
Didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Bosk is one, yeah.
But they still don't look like Bosk.
No, they look, okay, so this photo is weird. This photo looks like a posed action figure shot.
I see that. Yeah.
It's weird. It doesn't look real. I don't know if it's the post-processing on it or what, but it looks like
very artificial.
One of those, yeah, it looks like one of those Instagram handles that just takes photos of all their really cool, speaking of collectibles, you know, that takes pictures of all of their cool action figures.
Right. Yeah, no, I can see that. I totally see that.
Yeah. But it's exciting to see the Mando in action.
And with classic aliens from the original series as well.
Yes. Nice callbacks.
Yes. And then I also, he has one that they released with him and Cara Dune, I believe is her name. They're in some kind of warehouse looking thing. We're not quite sure what's happening. We did get confirmation that Jon Favreau said that he wants to officially direct some episodes for season 2.
Nice.
And as we know, season 2 has been already greenlit.
So so we're getting a season 2.
Yeah, it's already been greenlit, which is fantastic.
It always blows my mind how we get second seasons of things that have not even come out.
Yeah, it didn't used to do that.
No.
Like, only in the past, like, 5 or 6 years has it, you know, actually done that. Like, nah. Because I remember, was it Roseanne? That when they redid Roseanne for the first time, immediately after, like, episode 1, they're like, yep, we're gonna do you a season 2.
Yeah.
Will and Grace, you know, even got renewed for second season before the first season even came out, I believe. So, it's crazy.
I wonder how they bank on that.
They're like,
I wonder how they can.
Well, I think they can be like, you know, we can do 2 seasons, we're fine. If it doesn't catch on after that, then it's whatever.
Yeah.
But that makes sense. It's also Star Wars, so it's going to catch on. For sure.
People will watch no matter what.
Yes.
Predictable.
And so leading into our main topic today of collectibles and collecting, we recently ran a poll on our Twitter at Echo Station Cast. I'll just read the tweet. I said, you know, for all of you statue/bust collectors out there, if you could pick between these 4 Star Wars characters to be made into busts, who would you pick? Or if there was someone else not on this list, tweet us and let us know who you want to collect. And the options were Jabba's Dancers, which is all 3 of them, so Rystal, Greata, and Linmi, Asajj Ventress, Leia in her crate outfit, and then Mother Talzin. No love for Mother Talzin. She got 0% of the votes.
Oh, that's funny.
But even though I would love to have a bust of her, she's would be a really cool character to have a bust of. The number one pick was Asajj Ventress with...
I'm not surprised.
50% of the votes. Second place, Leia and her crate outfit with 30%, and then Jabba's Dancers were 20%.
That was my vote, actually.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I sent it to our friend Luna, and she was like, yes, I want all of Jabba's Dancers.
Right? See?
They're good. Yeah.
I love them. I love them.
So, Ventress, for sure, beat out everyone else. Not, like you said, not surprising there. So, if you go to our Twitter at Echo Station Cast, the tweet is still up there. Tweet it at Gentle Giant, at Star Wars, at anyone that you know makes Star Wars collectibles and busts or statues, figurines, whatever it is. Tweet at them and let them know that these characters want to be made into little things that we can collect and display.
There is an audience.
There is an audience for it, so let it be known. So I think this very well will guide us into our main topic, like we said.
Yeah.
Collecting. So, we all do it. Some more than others. Obviously, if you look at collections online, they're massive and vast of everything and anything out there.
Yeah.
But, so let's start with you. Do you remember your first kind of...
Oh, Lord.
you remember your first, like, true Star Wars collectible you either kept in the box or you displayed proudly?
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure the first collectible I ever bought was, one of the 90s runs of the action figures.
Okay.
And it was a Princess Leia in her white outfit.
In her, the blockade on her outfit that she has?
Yeah.
Okay.
New Hope outfit. And that, like, awoke something in me.
It awoke something.
Yeah, so I think, so my main collecting kind of agenda is the original trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really venture out of that. Most of my collection is the 90s stuff.
Okay. Because
that's when I was a kid.
Right.
So, like, 90s, early 2000s. I have some of the prequel stuff, just because I was still a kid when that came out.
Right.
But most of it was the 90s re-release of action figures and whatnot.
It was, like, what, the Power of the Force ones or whatever?
Power of the Force line. Yeah. Oh, God, I love the Power of the Force line. Okay, so the action figures of the Power of the Force line are ridiculous. They all look like they're, like, hulked up on steroids.
Is that the one with buff Luke?
Yes, no, they're super buff Luke, like, super, like, Leia looks like she's, like, you know, could make your father cry.
like, Slave Leia, she's got some abs on her and stuff.
She is, yeah, she's got, like, these massive linebacker shoulders and super abs, and the whole thing is hilarious.
It's very funny.
Yeah, and her facial features are super manly, like, it's just very, it's a choice.
Yeah, Hasbro made some choices.
But I loved them. I love them. I probably had, so from a very young age, I started getting them and keeping them in the box. So I had,
like, oh, I had no discipline with that shit.
Oh my God, I was so disciplined. Like, it was insane.
No.
I can only imagine that my parents thought I, you know, like, was, there was something wrong.
Some kind of, like, mental patient. Who is this child?
Yeah. Like, open up your toys, child. What is wrong with you? My mom always wanted me to get into, like, the Barbie doll collecting, mm-hmm. So she would, like, occasionally, and I loved Barbies, don't get me wrong, but I wanted to play with my Barbies, so I always opened them up, but she wanted me to get, like, the special ones and leave them in the box, and I was not having it.
Gotcha.
When it came to the Star Wars toys, I was like, if you so much as look at them the wrong way, I will murder you. So I probably have about 95% of the Power of the Force line, the original run.
Of the figures or the ships, too?
The figures.
Jesus.
Yeah. No, I have, literally, I have trunks that are just bursting.
And they're all still in the packaging, right?
They're all still in the packaging.
They're worth a pretty penny now.
I have, you know, I have one that I remember, even back in the day, was worth a good bit. And it's this, it's a, I have more than one Boba Fett, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Clearly.
But this Boba Fett was a mistake Boba Fett, and the Wookiee braids that he has, it's on the wrong side.
Ooh.
And it's worth a pretty penny.
There you go.
Yeah. And so I usually would get, I would usually, like, anytime my parents were divorced, and so anytime my dad would come to visit, he would take us to, like, Toys R Us, rest in peace. Toys R Us. Because they had the most amazing Star Wars displays.
I'm like, Jesus.
No. Rest in peace, Toys R Us.
Oh my God.
No, my dad is alive and well.
I got so frightened real quick.
No, he's alive and well and not buying me Star Wars toys anymore.
Oh my God.
Rest in peace to Toys R Us. He would take us to Toys R Us and I would buy Star Wars toys and they were completely not for playing with. So I had multiple versions if I could get away with it, mm-hmm. because I did want to play with them.
Right.
So, like, I had, one of my favorites was, it's so cool. There was this, like, Emperor's Throne Room playset, and it had, you know, like, the window from the Death Star.
Yes.
That he, you know, so it was that, and, like, these little stairs that went up to it.
I know exactly what you're talking about, because I had the same thing.
Yeah, and it came with, and it
was the one that had, like, his lightning that would come out from the robe.
Yes, exactly. And it had little plastic lightning things that came out of his hands, and you pressed a button on his back, and they would light up.
Yep, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yes, it's one of my favorites. And so I had two of those. I have one in the box, and I have one that I played with because it was my favorite set. Because I would set up my out of the box Vader and my out of the box ROTJ Luke, and we would battle, and it was amazing. Oh my god! I'm such a nerdy child.
So I remember that one. I remember also I think it was a movie set with, or like not movie set, but like a movie moment, I guess you would call it, where C-3PO was in the chair at the Wookiee village, or not the Wookiee, the Ewok village.
Oh, yeah.
And it came with, when like,
he's
I think,
God.
Yes, I think it came with like Leia, Luke, 3PO, and then maybe Wicket or another Ewok. That was always a fun one. Because I had like their own, his like little throne. I would just like levitate it around my bed. I would be like, woo!
So cute.
But so my intro to collecting was a little different. So I, of course, did the whole Toys R Us. I would beeline straight to the toy aisle. I knew exactly which. Like the Star Wars toys were always on the wall, like in the very far back corner. I always knew where they were.
Yeah, that's how mine was too. That's so funny.
But so my father was alive, obviously, during, you know, when Star Wars, the original, came out. So he still has a bunch of, like, the old, like, you know, the white TIE bomber that's, like, super rare and super expensive. He still has one of those. A white TIE fighter. He has the 1978 metal Star Destroyer with the little white blockade runner that every kid lost, but he still has his.
That's crazy.
He got one for me, and I still have mine, and mine still has blockade runner inside of it. Thank you very much. He has the old Darth Vader's TIE fighter signed by David Prowse.
Oh, that's so cool.
He has the Y-Wing, the Cloud City car, the X-Wing.
Do you have the Ewok village?
I think somewhere downstairs, maybe. He has...
That's one that I have from the original series.
The old Jabba the Hutt. He has the old Rancor. He has all of these things, and he collected throughout basically 1977 until when Episode 2 came out.
That's awesome.
So when he collected Episode 1 stuff, I was obviously, I think, like 5 or 6 years old at the time, so he got some for me as well. But he thought that, you know, these were going to be like a limited kind of run thing, like they were in the 70s and 80s. They weren't going to make as much as they did. But obviously Hasbro overproduced the Episode 1 figures and so on and so forth, so now they're not really worth a whole lot. Unless you get them signed, you get a rarity one, or, you know, whatever. So he has every single Episode 1 action figure that came out.
That's crazy.
And he has a bunch of ships and everything, so that's how I kind of got into it, because I would look at his stuff, and like once a month or once every other month, he would let me open one.
Oh, wow.
And I got to choose which one. And so finally, you know, I would get all my toys. I would open all of them and lose every single little piece that came with them, too.
Oh, no.
I mean, I'm sure
my inner child is screaming.
I'm sure the vacuum has, you know, back when I was a kid, had at least 15 lightsabers inside of it. But I would play with those, you know, goof off with and everything like that. But my first, like, actual collector figure that I had that I kept in the box, and I still have it in the box, and got it autographed by the actress who plays this character, was the Mail-Away Ula figure.
Oh, that's so cool.
So, for those who don't know, it was a Power of the Force figure, but it was only an exclusive Mail-Away. Same thing with, like, an Episode 1 sneak peek of Mace Windu, I think.
Yeah, there was a Kellogg's run of Luke and Han as Stormtroopers.
And also, I think a Force Ghost of Anakin?
Yes.
Was an exclusive that was a Mail-Away. So,
I think there was a Padme, too.
But this exclusive was like a 1998 exclusive. It came with her and Salacious Crumb. And it was the first time either of them had a figure made of them. And I remember, so he got me two of them, one to open and one to, you know, keep in the box. So what was unique about this character of this, you know, the figure was that her leg bindings or her ankle bindings, excuse me, were actually made of cloth.
Cool.
Everything else was plastic, but everything else was cloth, or the leg bindings were cloth. So that's what made it rare, and, you know, obviously a character that only had, you know, 5 or 6 minutes of screen time is now, you know, that was made into a figure was a huge thing, too. But she was one of my favorite characters in Return of the Jedi. My dad didn't know why, but I just loved her. And
she's awesome.
I would, like,
tragic.
I'm going to embarrass the hell out of myself right now, and you're probably going to pee your pants laughing. I would put, like, you know, long pajama legs. I would put them on my head.
Oh my god!
And they would be, you know, Leku.
Oh my god, that's adorable.
And I would have, like, a rope for her chain. Yes. And I would just, like, dance around my room like an idiot.
Oh, I love it.
So there's a picture of me, I think, with them on somewhere. I'm going to try and find it so I can show it to you tomorrow when I see you. But it's really embarrassing, but it's really funny.
No, that's amazing. I totally relate to that. I had, like, I don't know how I ended up with this really long gold chain, and I attached it to, like, one of my dog's spare collars. And I would put on my bathing suit and pretend to be Slave Leia.
Oh no.
Slave Leia. Yes, yes. It was, like, the most embarrassing thing.
Oh dear.
I still have the chain.
Do you really?
I can't bring myself to get rid of the chain. I'm like, I'll find a use for this someday.
That's okay. That's great. So we were both slaves in our youth.
Yes. No. We were terrible, terrible children.
Oh god, that makes me feel so much better about my thing then. But so that was my first, like, real collectible, and I collected episode 1 stuff and episode 2 and 3 and so on and so forth. But after episode 3. They kind of stopped making Star Wars figures after a while. Because, you know, really the only thing that came out was, like, the Clone Wars TV show after that. But there wasn't a whole lot of action figures being made until a bunch of the comics got produced in, like, the late 2000s with, you know, featuring, I think, Cade Skywalker and, like, Darth Talon and all those people. Where they made those kind of rarity figures, and they would make figures and accompany them with a comic book in the back as well. So I know, like, Ventress and Boss was one.
There's a Mara Jade one that's really awesome.
Mara Jade was one of them. Cade Skywalker and Darth Talon were one. And so
it's really awesome that they actually brought in the expanded universe and made toys for that.
And that was fun because, like, and they weren't considered not canon then. They were considered, you know, yep, this is what's happening until, obviously, you know, the Disney merger.
Yeah.
But did you ever collect ships, or was it just action figures with you?
No, I've got ships, and I actually, it reminded me, for the Expanded Universe stuff, I liked the Micro Machines. Do you remember those?
I love the Micro Machines!
So I collected the Micro Machines, too, and they had, there were, like, a few Timothy Zahn Micro Machine ones sets that were really awesome. So those were probably, like, the pride of my Micro Machine
collection. I still have my Micro Machine Super Star Destroyer somewhere.
Yep. My Death Star, and there's, like, a cantina scene. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, so, like, I had this giant Death Star. So this was, do you remember Polly Pocket? Is Polly Pocket still a thing?
I know of her, but I don't think it's still a thing.
Okay, so for those of you who are unaware of what Polly Pocket is, she was, like, a pocket-sized doll, and the whole idea was that you had these little playsets. They were, like a makeup compact kind of thing. They were designed to fit in your pocket. And they would open up, and they were, you know, like an ice cream parlor or a house.
Please tell me you're going to talk about what I think you're going to talk about, because I had these two, I think.
Yeah. Well, they had Star Wars ones, basically. And there was the Jawa sandcrawler that would open up into a scene.
Are you talking about, like, the little ones that would, like, fit in the palm of your hand?
No. So these were, like, I'm trying to think of a size comparison.
So if I'm thinking correctly, so
these were like maybe like 8x8.
So there's little ones that would fit in the palm of your hand that come with like one little action figure that you could put, you know, in like a little scene by themselves. And there were the Micro Machine playheads.
Yeah, they had those too. Yes.
Where the head would transform into a scene of some kind. Exactly. I had those.
Yeah, no, I had those too. Okay, so but they also had these ones that were bigger than that, and they were ships and things. So, like, there was the Sandcrawler, and then there was the Death Star. And so the Death Star, like, completely would explode open to all these different playsets inside.
That
and
I had.
These tiny little figures. They were so cool.
Yes, that I had.
So cool.
Because you would, like, push, like, the lever on the Death Star, and it would basically open up, and it would be all of, like, episode 4, basically, in there.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was so fun. Oh my god, I loved my thing.
I remember that one. I so much. Don't remember the other ones, but I do remember that big one. And like I said, the Micro Machine heads were so cool because they were the heads of these characters. And they
had like a Greedo one. I remember the Greedo one.
They had Greedo, they had Jabba, they had C-3PO, they had Leia, Luke, Vader, they had a Star Destroyer that opened up, they had a bunch of these things, and I absolutely loved playing with those.
Those were so fun, I loved those too.
And they were so ingenious too, and I'm like, why don't they make these anymore?
Yeah, I'm surprised they don't have those anymore. I haven't really... Yeah, I mean, I go to the Star Wars section every time I go to Target, but...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I don't know, I think, like, the toys now are almost, and this is kind of lame, I feel like they're almost aimed at collectors and not at children so much.
How do you mean?
You know, like, there's the Black Edition stuff and all these things, like, they're special things.
Oh, yes.
They just don't feel as playable as a lot of the old stuff. I feel like they're marketing
to people to collect these. I see what you mean. So the Black Series, you mean? Those...
Yeah, I feel like a lot of the toys are not really as kid friendly as they use. They don't feel like toys,
right? They feel more like, you know, high end.
Put this on your shelf kind of thing.
Yes, okay, I can see what you're talking about.
Yeah, and I like them. I mean, obviously, I bought a few of the sequel trilogy figures for my shelf, but it's not the same feeling. It feels a little forced to me. Haha. Pun intended.
Funny.
But so I just remembered this one of my favorite other action figure sets was Jabba's Palace that came in Jabba. And
you mean is the one that the cardboard diorama?
Yes. Yeah, and it came with a Jabba who would move his head and his arms, like when you pressed a button or something on his tail, or I don't remember where it was, but his head would move back and forth, and his arms would go up and down. It was really lame, and for some reason, in high school, I had this super nerdy, techie group of friends. For some reason, we thought that this thing was, like, the most hilarious object on the planet, and it became kind of like our little friend group's unofficial mascot.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, okay, so we were really into making movies and whatnot, like computer edited movies.
Right.
And so we did this one thing where we filmed it on, I don't know, somebody's old school camera. And we edited it on, what's the Photoshop? I can't remember.
Not version iMovie.
Blanking on what it was. What it's called. Anyway. Our friend who was, like, in the yearbook committee and whatnot, tech guy, edited on there, so what it is, it's this Jabba figure, and he's moving his head, and he's moving his arms up and down, and, you know, so it looks like he's dancing, and it's this background of blue skies and clouds, and there's a flower wreath that goes, like a flower wreath, like animated emoji type thing, yeah, that's going around his head and spinning around to the song "Here Comes the Sun." Doo doo doo.
That is frightening.
It was the most bizarre thing ever, but it was like we would play it for ourselves and just laugh our asses off constantly. This was my high school experience.
I don't know how. Do you need help?
Not anymore.
Well. That's hilarious.
But yeah, so I was reminded of that last night while I was thinking about our collections, and yes, this is what I did with mine.
I love.
So I gotta ask you though.
That's really funny.
What? Okay, so of your collections, yes, so far,
uh-huh,
what is your like prized possession?
Okay, so I was going to talk about this. So as we became more adults, we were still obviously kids at heart and stuff like that, but then I found these things called busts and statues, and they are super expensive and super nice.
Yes, I have not gotten into that, thank God.
So I sadly have, and I'm going to talk about other things that I collect too a little bit later, but I think my most prized possession in my collection right now, like action figure or like super expensive stuff?
Yeah, both.
Okay, so action figure, it would be my Ula figure, my original one that I got signed by Femi Taylor. She personalized it to me. Yes. Bust wise, I'm like turning around to look at them right now to see which one's the most important one.
Right.
Okay. So I have, as a bust right now, I have Zam Wessel, Ula, Darth Talon, and Hera Syndulla. Obviously, I want a lot more. But the one that I really, really love is actually my Zam Wessel one. She was my first bust that I got, and I absolutely love that one. But I have a special place for the Darth Talon one, because that's the bust that Alex got me for my birthday. So...
It's a really nice one, too. I've seen it.
I know, and the Ula one is super hard. Actually, they're all really hard to find. The Hera Syndulla one was the convention exclusive for Celebration this year, and I got that signed to me by the voice actress, Vanessa Marshall, who does her voice. So really, everything that is on my display cabinet right now is special to me. I can't pick one. But my first one was Zam, so I think Zam and Darth Talon really hold that special place in my heart.
Yeah.
And if anyone wants to get me the Ayla Sakura bust who listens to our podcast, you are more than welcome to. Just DM us and I will gladly give you my address.
That's hilarious. One can only dream.
Right. So what's your most prized possession?
In
that collection, at least.
Okay, so in my original collection, I think it was like 96, 97. It was like the late 90s. They did a run. It's actually a collector fleet run of all the big ships. They called it the collector fleet. And they're really like large. And they came with a display stand.
Is one that like you would like hit the buttons on them and they would make noises?
Yes, they're electronic. They're super cool.
I have those too.
And so mine is an in-box, absolute mint condition Rebel Blockade Runner.
I have that one too.
I love my Blockade Runner. I'm staring at it right now. And the box is pristine. It's just like, I will never part with my Blockade Runner.
I had that one and I had the Star Destroyer.
Yes, and I have some other ones somewhere. I don't know where they are.
The super rare one was the Super Star Destroyer, though, that you can buy on eBay for like $600.
Yes. Yeah. I'm never going to pay that. No, I don't have it, but no. I will. And I have the Millennium Falcon, but unfortunately I wanted to play with that one. Like, I really wanted to play with that one. So that one is out of the box.
I played with my Blockade Runner, and you're probably going to jump through the screen when you hear me say this. I came so close to snapping off the turrets.
Oh no!
Because they're hard to move. And yeah. My stubborn ass was like, no, the turrets are supposed to be in the back locked position! And you could see, like, the white on the plastic starting to, like, get, like, really faded because I kept on moving them back and forth. And same thing with the radar dish, too.
No, that's terrible.
I know, I'm a horrible human being.
So, aside from that, I also have, like, all of the 12-inch Barbie doll type ones.
The Padme collections?
No. Well, I have some of the Padme. But the OT series one.
Ooh, so I've got, okay, yeah.
Yeah. So I've got like, all of those. So I've got Luke, I've got Han, I've got Leia, I've got a few Leias. I think I've actually got two Lukes. I've got a New Hope Luke. He's the only one who's out of the box, though. He sits on my shelf. I've got Vader, I've got 3PO, I've got Chewbacca. I'm trying to think, what else? Oh, I have Tarkin.
You have Tarkin?
I have Tarkin.
Weird.
Yeah.
They made...
I was really into those. They're in the box.
So I didn't really get into the dolls. I do have, however, the Shaak Ti and Barriss Offee dolls from episode 3 that they made.
Oh, cool.
Mind you, Barriss doesn't even, I don't think, make an appearance in episode 3. And Shaak Ti has maybe a 2-second little blip when she's sitting in, like, the council hologram. So, yeah. It's kind of funny they made character dolls of those two and they aren't really even in the movie.
No, I know. Well, I'm surprised that they made a Tarkin doll.
Yeah, that seems kind of like a niche market.
Yeah, it's weird. He comes with the
Interrogator droid?
What's it called? The Interrogation droid.
Yeah.
And so I desperately wanted to take him and Leia out of the box and play with it so badly, but it took so much willpower to leave those guys in the box.
And they're gonna be worth something. Like, I don't know how much they're worth now, but
yeah, I have no idea.
We're sitting on a gold mine for certain things with us.
And it doesn't matter to me because I'm never gonna sell it. My grandkids can sell it someday,
right? Like, yeah, like let me die with my figures. Let me just bury me with them.
I'm gonna be buried with them. Nobody will be able to ever sell them.
So we talked about our Star Wars collections. Besides Star Wars, do you collect anything else?
Well, I was also gonna say, so since I stopped collecting toys, because I ran out of room,
right?
And I have nowhere to put them. Like the idea is that eventually, we will finish our basement because we have a really large basement, and I'd like to basically line the entire walls with shelving units that are up high. And just, like, completely display my units, or my collection throughout the whole circumference of the basement. That's my dream.
It's a nice dream.
So they're up and out of the way, and I can actually see them. Because right now they're all in boxes, and it's really sad.
Sad.
It's very sad. So aside from... Oh, wait, I forgot I have Greedo, too. I was just looking through the collection of the 12-inch dolls. And yeah, I have Greedo. He's in like this satin outfit. It's really funny.
Yep, I remember that one.
Anyway, yeah. Anyway, so because I didn't have because I stopped having room, I started collecting artwork.
Oh, which is kind of dumb. That's because, dangerous to do.
Yeah, well, you run out of wall space too. So we need to finish our basement so I can hang up all my precious Star Wars artwork. So my other prized possession is this gorgeous Leia piece that's actually I have two that I really love. One is by one of my favorite Star Wars artists. Well, he's kind of, I guess he doesn't do just Star Wars, but he's really big in Star Wars, and that's Joe Caroni.
I love him.
He's a super nice guy. I love him so much. He is just the nicest guy. He goes to a lot of different cons. Mm-hmm. He's an official Star Wars artist.
He's been to Planet a number of times. I always love going by his booth and seeing his stuff.
Yeah, he goes to Planet. He goes to Denver. He goes to Celebration. Mm-hmm. He goes to I think he's at SDCC usually. But yeah, just super nice guy, incredibly talented, just incredibly talented. And he did this series, and he's done Leia, Luke, and Han so far. And they're con exclusives.
Yes, I had the Leia one.
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, and he basically, it's like seasons of their life.
It's the one in her Krayt outfit, right?
There's a few there's a few outfits.
So I have the one that he did of her after she died.
Yeah, but in the background, though,
it's like her episode 4 look, episode 5, her indoor look, and then her like
and then her like general Leia look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I have
that
one.
And it has her birth and death dates on it.
Yes.
And it's just absolutely stunning. And there's a Luke one, which is also stunning.
He just did Luke, and he did Han too.
And
yeah.
He just did Han. I missed out on the Luke one. So it was a Denver Comic Con exclusive. And I was there, but it was just out of my price range. But the Leia one is probably one of my top prized possessions, and I cannot wait to get it framed and put on the wall.
Oh, for sure.
I would love to have all three of them. Because it's just, it's a beautiful series, and it would look so nice hung up on my wall together, but they're
mine's
all
still,
gigantic.
Well, mine's still in the tube, so mine is not hung up yet. But
yeah,
I absolutely love that piece of art. It's great. It's fantastic. Every time I saw it online, I'm like, oh, I have to get this.
Yeah.
I have to buy it. So yeah, no, I collect artwork as well. I go every single con I go to, I at least try and get one or two new pieces of art. I usually get more.
Yeah.
But
that's what I do. I think it's a nice way to support the community.
It is. I just don't have any wall space and I don't have the price range to frame all of them.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I know. Well, the framing comes out almost more expensive than...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The artwork itself.
Especially if it's like a weird size print. You gotta get a custom frame and all that shit. And you're like, yeah, damn it. Yeah. But I've not recently, it's about a year or two, have been collecting these little things called Funko Pops.
Oh, God.
I have counted...
You and the rest of the world.
Yes, but I have counted, and I think I have 105?
That's insane.
Now, mind you, that's nothing compared to some other people's collections.
Yeah.
But, and mine's a various mix of Star Wars, Marvel, DC, other comics, video games, subscription boxes, all this different kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
So it's not just limited to Star Wars, mind you. I think I actually have more, like, DC and comic book stuff in that aspect.
They're just so darn cute.
They are. Those and the Rock Candy statues are really cute, and it's just ridiculous. And, like, I'm like...
The way that go ahead.
Well, I was like, I'm never gonna... I'm like, I won't collect any more of these, and yet... And then they come out with, like, they're coming out with Bewitched ones.
Oh, my
And
goodness.
I'm like, I need a Bewitched one. I need an Endora. And
yeah, those will pop for everything.
Yes, and... Obviously, they're going to make some for, you know, Rise of Skywalker. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, so the way that I have kept my pop, Funko Pop collections to a minimum is I only buy ones that I have a costume for.
Oh, I don't. I just buy everything.
It kind of keeps it down. And it doesn't keep it down that much because I have a lot of costumes. But it keeps it down.
It would keep mine down, but also I want them all.
Yeah.
To be fair, though, my boyfriend said that he will not support my Funko Pop collection addiction, and he will not buy me any pops.
Well, there you go. You muddled yourself.
He said, though, he would buy me statues, though.
Hey, if he wants to spend that money on you, all the
best. So I think I get the better end of the deal there.
I think so.
But yeah, he's like, you have too many. I go, I know. He's like, no, you have too many. I go, no, I know. He goes, no, you need to sell some. You have too many.
No.
I'm like, yes. Well, I had to part, so I sold a few of them already.
Oh, no.
I know. I don't have room. I just moved. I have money, all that stuff, so I got to sell some of them. But I will, you know, I'm very picky and choosy of what I do sell, so some of them just like, eh, I just bought this to buy this. I will obviously get rid of. But, like, for example, I have all the Drag Race girls and RuPaul so far, so I'm like, I'm keeping those. my Star Wars ones, obviously, I'm keeping. My Harley Quinn ones and all that stuff. But a few of them I'm selling, so. If you want to buy some pops, you're more than welcome to buy some for you or the husband.
That's okay.
you're like, no. No.
He's already got more than he wants, and he doesn't have that much room in his desk at work.
Well, I mean, they're small. It's fine. They're compact. They're small. They're tiny. But that so about wraps us up here. Mind you, we scratched the surface of our collection. We probably have a lot more to talk about.
Oh yeah.
Because we are hoarders in that aspect.
Well, and I technically count my Star Wars costumes as part of my collection too.
Oh, for sure. I would say my costumes are part of my collection as well. Yes.
And my lightsabers, there's another money sink for you.
There you go. Yep.
Freaking especially, expensive lightsabers.
Well, especially now that, you know, Galaxy's Edge has their own lightsabers.
Yeah.
We're getting some.
So many lightsabers.
I know. So, like I said, that about wraps us up here. Tweet us, like we said, at Echo Station Cast. Let us know what your collections are. Take pictures of them. Send them to us. We want to see what everyone's collections are. And we will retweet them for the world to see and all that stuff. Don't forget to follow me at IR Turner on the Twitters and at House of Turner Cosplay on Instagram and Facebook. Chris, where can they follow you?
I am on Twitter at The Dirt Witch, and I am on Instagram at Chris Jaded.
And don't forget, guys, to, like I said, follow us on Twitter, Echo Station Cast. Follow the Heroes Podcast Network on Twitter. Find us basically wherever you get your podcasts from. We are going to be on there as well. Leave us a review on the Apple Podcasts, and we will shout you out on the next episode. We like getting those reviews in and knowing what we can do better and what we can change and all that good stuff. But don't forget, like, subscribe, share us around, tweet us, interact with us.
Yeah, let us know what your holy grail items are.
Yes, because we sure have a lot.
Yeah.
But until next time, guys, have a great day, and may the force be with you.
May the force be with you.